Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The man nominated by Governor Bill Walker to fill the public safety seat on Alaska's Marijuana Regulatory Board has withdrawn from consideration after losing his law enforcement job. Travis Welch's withdrawal from consideration was announced yesterday. Bob Griffiths, the executive director of the Alaska Police Standards Council, says he was notified Thursday by the North Slope Borough that Welch had been dismissed as borough police chief. He says the cause cited was a change in direction of the leadership of the agency. Messages left with Welch and the borough were not immediately returned. Juneau's Mining Subcommittee is recommending no substantial changes to the city's mining ordinance. Instead, it is endorsing tweaks in the language made by the city attorney that would not change how the city reviews mining proposals. Assembly member Norton Gregory chaired the subcommittee at Monday's meeting, and he told KTOO the proposed changes would be minor.
You know, it's the recommendation of the subcommittee to the full assembly that there aren't any major revisions, that we move it forward just a little cleaned up, a little easier to understand, a little easier to read, and a little easier to follow and implement.
The mining subcommittee was created last year by Juneau's mayor to examine ways that the local review process could be streamlined to avoid duplication with state and federal regulators. A public hearing last week brought 75 written comments and dozens of people testifying overwhelmingly in favor of keeping the city's mining review powers intact. The city's requirement of a socioeconomic analysis for new mines is contentious. The city currently requires mine applicants to fund a study looking at positive and negative effects on Juneau's infrastructure, housing stock, and employment. And now that the subcommittee's work is finished, the lightly revised mining ordinance heads to the full assembly, and from there it will be reviewed by the Planning Commission. No dates have been set yet. And Juneau high schoolers will join students across the country tomorrow by walking out of class to protest inaction on gun violence in schools. Students from Juneau Douglas and Thunder Mountain High Schools worked together to plan separate but related events for the one-month anniversary of the shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida. At Juneau Douglas, students will walk out at 10 o'clock and march to the state capitol while there will be speakers and a protest. And like other schools around the country, Thunder Mountain students will walk out at 10 o'clock and remain outside the school for 17 minutes to commemorate the 17 people killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for cloudy skies for today. High temperature expected to be about 50 degrees with some patchy fog in some areas this morning. And then cloudy skies for tomorrow and partly sunny skies expected on Thursday in the extended forecast. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.